A national survey reveals gas prices are down 1.5 cents this week to a nationwide average of $2.93 for a gallon of self-serve regular. Federal investigators say they've found 15 examples of gasoline price gouging following last year's hurricane season, reports CNN's Dick Giuliano.
The findings may seem contrary, but the FTC reports that after last year's hurricanes, 15 gasoline refiners price gouged by Congress's definition. But the FTC's Phil Broyles says it was really shortages and market forces that drove up prices.
The high prices that people experienced were a result of the supply shocks that the hurricanes induced onto the system.
The confusion comes, and the Congress sees price gouging as prices out of line with national and international trends. But the FTC says the prices jumped because of local and regional factors. Dick Giuliano, CNN Washington.
The NYSE is looking to become transatlantic by placing a bid to merge with Euronext. However, CNN's Todd Benjamin says they're not the only buyer.
Euronext is very much in play. The outcome is clearly uncertain at this point. And I think the New York Stock Exchange realized it had to move very quickly to try and get its bid in place.
Euronext runs the Paris, Brussels, Amsterdam, and Lisbon exchanges. Walmart says it's going to sell its 16 stores in South Korea in an $882 million deal. Walmart says the decision is part of their global strategy. Check your smoke detector. It may have to go back.
Tyco Fire and Security is recalling roughly 130,000 of its smoke detectors. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the detectors in question could have problems detecting smoke if they're placed in areas that are humid. More information on this recall can be found at cpsc.gov.
CNN's John Lawrence.
Are we rescued? Are we saved?
This is the Lost that changes everything.
And a French video game developer is teaming up with Touchstone Television to adapt the hit TV show Lost into a multi-platform video game. With CNN Radio in the marketplace, I'm Michelle.